Please turn to the Gospel according to John.
The Gospel according to John, chapter 1. We'll read from verse 19 through verse 27.
Adametwite takaucha takao teri chitchat.
John chapter 1 verse 19.
Yohan hokim thau chiu te sapkao chat.
And this is the witness of John when the Jews sent from Jerusalem priests and Levites that they might ask him, "Thou, who art thou?"
Yohan so chu e kian jing ji de ben. Yu tai lang zui yao shen ling che che shi ge li bi lang gao Yohan xia meng yi gong, "An di shi shi mi lang?"
And he acknowledged and denied not. And acknowledge, "I am not the Christ." And they ask him, "What then?" "Are thou Elias?" And he said, "I am not." "Are thou the prophet?" And he answered, "No." They said therefore to him, "Who art thou, that we may give an answer to those who sent us? What sayest thou of thyself?"
这样呢，因公， 你到底是什么人？ 叫君何回复？找君来的人？ 你家己讲， 你是什么人？
He said, "I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, 'Make straight the path of the Lord, as said Elias the prophet.'"
他说过就是在旷野有人声发着说， 修得主的道路， 真是就像在以赛亚所说的。
And they were sent from among the Pharisees. And they asked him and said to him, "Why baptizest thou then, if thou art not the Christ, nor Elias, nor the prophet?" John answered them, saying, "I baptize with water. In the midst of you stands, whom ye do not know. He who comes after me, the thong of whose sandal I am not worthy to unloose."
May
we look to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we do gather here in the name of Thy beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. We do praise and thank Thee that we have ready access to Thy throne of grace. We thank Thee that Thou hast accepted us in Thy beloved. So we dare to approach Thee with full confidence. Knowing that Thou art with us. We ask Thee, Lord, that Thou wilt speak to our hearts. Give us understanding, that we may know Thy mind and Thy heart. Move us by Thy Holy Spirit, that we may give ourselves to Thee, that Thou mayst have a testimony and a witness upon this earth for Thyself. We commit this time into Thy hand, and we trust for Thy blessing. To Thee be the praise and glory. We ask in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We do thank the Lord for gathering us these days. There is something very precious to our God. And it is very important to all of us. And this is what we would like to share together. What we would like to share together is, who are we? Why do we do these things? And what is the testimony that God has entrusted to us? In other words, we would like to examine ourselves before the Lord. The psalmist said, in thy light shall we see light. It is vain if we try to examine ourselves in our own light. But if we place ourselves in the light of God, then we will receive light. We will know what we really are. That God may be able to have us completely for Himself. The prophet Isaiah says, in Isaiah chapter 50, Isaiah chapter 50 verses 10 and 11. Who is among you that feareth Jehovah, that hearkeneth to the voice of his servant? He that walketh in darkness and hath no light, let him confide in the name of Jehovah and stay himself upon his God. Behold, all ye that kindle a fire, and compass yourselves about with sparks, walk in the light of your fire, and among the sparks that ye have kindled, this shall ye have of my hand, ye shall lie down in sorrow. Now, if we kindle our own light and try to walk in the sparks of our own light, the result will be that we will lie down in sorrow. So it is not wise for us to try to examine ourselves under our own light. The Apostle Paul says that it is not intelligent to compare yourselves with yourselves. Self-introspection will do us no good. So it is not our desire that during these days we should try to be examining ourselves under our own light. Because if we do, it will result in either of the two things. Either we will see ourselves more than what we really are, and we become proud of ourselves. Or we will see ourselves less than what we really are, and we fall into despondency and despair. So self-introspection never does any good. But if we examine ourselves in the light of God, then we will be able not only to know ourselves, but even to know God Himself.
And then our nan ju si mjin kong edim patan e kaki, sim ji a kong nan edim patan e sin.
So this is what we would like to do these times.
So this time we would like to do these things.
And I do hope that brothers and sisters, you will be praying before the Lord. That He will give us light. That we will really see light. Because this is the only way that we can please Him. We would like to use the story of John the Baptist. John the Baptist was preaching in the wilderness. And he baptized people with water. While he was doing that, it stirred up the whole nation of Israel. You know, for 400 long years, God was silent to His people. God didn't speak a word to His own people. But everything seemed to go on as usual. You remember at that time, the Jewish people, many of them have returned to the promised land. And the temple was rebuilt. And the priesthood was serving in the temple. And the law of Moses and the prophets were being read. Outwardly, they seem to be a very religious people. But God did not speak to them. Because God knew their hearts. God was completely silent to them. And yet you find these people. They consider themselves as most religious. They consider themselves as very pious. Because they sacrifice in the temple. Because they kept the Sabbath. Because they read the law and the prophets. During those 400 years, things began to become rather traditional. So everything will just go on as usual. And there was nothing to disturb them. Their conscience was bribed into silence. Spiritually, they were asleep. Then suddenly a voice came in the wilderness, saying that repent, for the kingdom of the heavens is drawing near. Now this voice electrified the whole nation. The people were stirred up. And many flocked to the River Jordan to receive the baptism of John. Now of course, the ecclesiastical authority in Jerusalem heard about these things. They felt their peace was being disturbed. And they felt it was their duty to investigate the case. So they sent some Pharisees and Levites to interview John.
所以因就借着法利赛人个利未人啊，伫个所在去访问耶稣约翰。
And they came and asked John a question.
啊，因来就问约翰一个问题。
Now you, who are you?
啊，伊讲你是什么人？
Most likely they ask him,
啊，真可能因问伊，
Are you Christ?
啊，你是不是基督？
You know the Jewish people were waiting for the Messiah to come.
啊，你怎样讲？伊是犹太人，你是听台阿弥赛阿弥来。
Of course, their concept of the Messiah is a political one.
啊，当然，因对弥赛亚观念是一个政治的观念。
Not a spiritual one.
啊，唔是属灵嘅。
They were under the Roman rule at that time.
啊，啲士人是伫罗马管制下边。
So they were looking forward for the Messiah to come.
啊，所以因就是希望讲，因弥赛亚会来。
To deliver them out of the yoke of the Roman power.
啊，会当将因呢啊对罗马管制下边跟逃放出来。
And make them the first of the nations in the world.
啊，好因呢成为世界里边第一个国家。
So when they saw John.Was preaching and was baptizing.
啊，所以等于看见约翰在所在传道过耶稣的时
，They wondered if he was the Messiah to come.
啊，因就是几奇怪，讲到底伊是不是因所听在迄个未来的弥赛亚
？Now, who are you?
还讲你是什么人
？Are you the Christ?
啊，你是不是基督
？The Messiah?
啊，迄个弥赛亚
？John said, No, I'm not.
啊，约翰讲我唔是。
And then they ask again.Are you Elijah?
啊，你是不是伊利亚？
Because they knew the Old Testament.
啊，因为因明白古约。
Before the Messiah come, God will send Elijah to them.
啊，伫弥赛亚未来以前呢，神会先找以赛亚，诶，以赛亚来。
To turn the hearts of the father to the children and the hearts of the children to the father.
啊，会予最惊你的心归向老爸，予老爸心归向听你。
And John say, No, I'm not.
啊，约翰讲我唔是。
So they ask him again.
啊，所以佫再问诶。
Now are you the prophet?
啊，伊讲你是唔是迄个上帝
？You know Moses in Deuteronomy chapter 18.
啊，咱先讲摩西伫圣经第十八章
verses 15 to 19.
啊，十五到十九节。
He said, God will raise up a prophet in your midst.
啊，伊讲诶神要伫恁诶中间兴起一位上帝。
Among your brethren, God will raise up a prophet.
啊，伫恁底下底个中间，神要兴起一位上帝。
And you must hear him.
啊，恁就听伊。
If you do not hear him, you will perish.
啊，恁若唔听伊，恁就会灭亡。
So they wonder if John was that prophet.
啊，所以就希奇讲，约翰是唔是迄个上帝
？And to their surprise, John said, "No, I'm not."
啊，但是约翰甲伊讲呢，伊唔是。
So all their religious speculation came to an end.
啊，所以因呢啊宗教性嘅疑惑呢啊都来到一个结果。
They were really in puzzle now.
啊，因点所在就真稀奇。
Because they exhausted all their religious speculation.
啊，因宗教性所有就猜想嘅已经猜想了。
So they said now, tell us.Who do you say you are?
啊，所以现在就该讲了。伊讲你，你跟我讲你是什么人
？You know, brothers and sisters, we do the same thing.
那就是我哋在讲，咱大家人都做相关的事。
You know, when we see a person, we would like to know now who you are.
啊，当咱看见一个人呢，咱就爱在讲伊是什么人。
But before we listen to what he says,
啊，伫咱未听伊咧讲什么
，we try to speculate.Who he is.
啊，咱就猜想讲到底伊是什么人。
And oftentimes you find what we speculate is wrong.
啊，经常你发现讲咱所猜想的都唔对。
It is much wiser if you hear what he says himself.
啊，咱那个聪明的人呢，咱就爱大声听伊在讲什么。
Then to think what he is.
啊，听讲伊在何人什么。
So they finally.Ask John.
啊，所以最后一问约翰讲。
All right, you are not Christ, you are not Elijah, you are not a prophet. Now, who are you?
伊讲你都唔是基督，又唔是伊利亚，又唔是个先知，你讲我讲你是什么人
？So John answered and said.
啊，所以约翰一人讲。
I am a voice in the wilderness.
啊，伊讲我是个旷野的声音。
To prepare the way of the Lord.
啊，为着主预备迄个道路。
John the Baptist.
是说约翰。
He said, "I'm a voice."
伊讲我是一个声音。
A voice is nothing.
这个声音呢是无半项。
A voice will come and vanish.
声音会来，会消失去。
You cannot just catch a voice.
你无办法抓到这个声音。
But what he voiced is most important.
但是伊所讲出来呢是最得要紧的。
Because he comes to prepare the way of the Lord.
因为伊来是为着主来预备迄个道路。
He called people to repent.
伊叫百姓就悔改。
That they may be ready to receive salvation.
好因此要准备好些来接受迄个救恩。
That is what John the Baptist said.
这就是说约翰所讲。
Concerning himself.
讲到关于家己。
Because John the Baptist knew himself.
因为说约翰认不伊家己。
Therefore, you find he knew also the Lord.
所以你发现讲，伊当时也认不出。
His testimony for the Lord is most complete.
伊为着主所做的见证是最得完全的。
Now, dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的兄弟姊妹
we are using that as our background.
咱用这项呢做咱的背景。
So our question tonight is now.You, who are you?
所以暗面咱的问题是讲你是什么人
？We are not asking the question just to you as an individual.
既然问你这个问题呢，不是问你这个个人的人。
We ask this question as to you who are a corporate body.
我问你你是什么人呢？是爱问讲你的身体里面你是什么人
？You who are gathering together.
恁这人三个组织做
事。Now who are you?
恁是什么人
？Do you know who you are?
你怎样讲你是什么人
？Do you know really who you are individually?
你是不是怎样讲你个人是什么人？
I'm afraid many people do not even know who they are individually.
我听讲真侪人呢，个人唔知影讲伊是虾米人。
I do not mean that you do not know your name.
我唔是讲你唔知影讲你叫做虾米名。
I do not mean that you do not know your background.
我也唔是讲你唔知影讲你的背景。
I do not mean that you do not know your ancestors.
我唔是讲你唔知影讲你的祖宗虾米人。
But spiritually, do we really know who we are?
属灵上来讲，你是不是真知讲咱是什么款的人
？It is very important for us to know who we are.
真正要紧是讲咱需要知讲咱是什么款的人。
Not in our own light.
不是伫咱家己光中。
Not in the light of the world.
也不是伫世界光中。
Not what people say who you are.
不是讲人讲你是什么人。
Not what you yourself say who you are.
不是你家己讲你是什么款的人。
But what does God say who you are?
乃是讲神讲你是什么款的人。
Now do you know who you are?
现在你是怎样讲你是什么款的人
？Individually, do you know?
个人你怎样讲你是什么人
？Corporately, collectively, do you know?
身体上团体里面你怎样你是什么人？
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的兄弟姊妹
I feel that this is very, very important.
我觉得讲这是非常的要紧。
Especially, we need to know who we are as a corporate body.
特别讲，咱就知影讲，伫团体身体里面呢，咱知影讲咱是什么人。
We do not want to examine ourselves under our own light that we kindle.
咱唔爱讲，因为咱家己点起，伫咱的光中来生产咱家己。
But we do want to examine ourselves in the light of God.
但是咱叫爱的心的光中来生产咱的家己。
Now does God give us light?
是不是神有给咱光
Where can we find that light?
在什么所在咱能够找到那个光
That we can place ourselves under it?
咱能够将咱家己刻伫这光中。
We know that God is light.
咱知影讲神就是光。
We know that God reveals Himself to us.
咱知影讲神将家己彰显予咱看。
We know that His revelation is given to us in this book.
咱知影讲神借着圣经将伊的启示显示予咱。
The Word of God is God's revelation.
神的话就是神的启示。
It is God's light.
是神的光
and in that light we shall see light So we want to place ourselves under the light of the Word of God. We want to place ourselves under the light of the Holy Spirit. That the Holy Spirit will shine upon God's Word. And sheds light upon us. Because this is the only way that we can really see who we are. Now for our time together. Our emphasis is not on individuals. Although, of course, that's very important. In a sense, that's very fundamental. But our burden is to know ourselves as a corporate body. That we may see who we are. In God's light. Or to put it in another way. Who we are as foreordained by God. In Ephesians chapter 3, verse 11. We are told that God has a purpose in His Son. Even before the foundation of the world. That is to say, before there was time. Before there was creation. Before there was man. Before there was anything. God purposed a purpose in His Son. Now what does it mean that God purposed a purpose in His Son? It means that God's purpose concerns His Son. It means that God's purpose can only be fulfilled, realized in His Son. So before the foundation of the world, God had a purpose. Concerning His Son. And for His Son. And to be fulfilled only through His Son. And with that purpose in mind. God sets down a plan. The scripture calls it the counsel of God. And throughout time, God works according to that counsel. He used His wisdom and power to work out His purpose. God's purpose never changes. His counsel always stands. And His wisdom and power never fail. So He will get what He has purposed in His Son. But it's a mystery. In other words, God had not told anybody else. He kept that secret within Himself. Now God knows how to keep secret. We do not. Because our secret will be out very quickly.
今年就漏出来。
We will tell people this is a secret, don't tell anybody else.
啊，那个人讲的 ，this is a secret, 你唔好跟人讲。
So the secret is out.
啊，所以秘密就出来。
But God knows how to keep His secret.
啊，但是神怎样怎样保留也秘密。
For ages, for centuries, nobody knew what God's purpose really was.
啊，真正的时间的来边，无人知影讲到底神的目的是什么。
That is hidden through the ages.
啊，那个是的。真正时间的里边蕴藏起来。
We saw his hands.
啊，咱看见耶稣。
But we do not know his mind.
啊，但是咱唔知耶稣想。
Because it was hidden.
啊，因为这是蕴藏的。
But thank God, at the fullness of time, it is finally revealed.
啊，但是感谢神，啊，到时间满足的时呢，最后就彰显出来。
The Apostle Paul said it has been revealed to the prophets.And apostles.
啊，使徒保罗讲呢，啊，这就先知啊，各本书都呢，从这奥秘显露出来。
So we know the secret is now out.
啊，所以呢，咱现在这个秘密已经显露出来。
And everybody should know what that secret is.
啊，大家人就知影讲这秘密是什么。
I'm not going to tell you right away.
啊，我只是呢，无必随时跟您讲。
But we'll come to that.
啊，咱以后会来讲。
God began to create the universe.
啊，神开始创造这个宇宙。
And on the sixth day,
啊，在第六日，
the last thing He created was man.
啊，最后所创造的就是人。
But as our brother mentioned in the morning already,
啊，就像咱早起兄弟迄所在已经讲了。
When He created man, He created man in His image.After his own likeness.
啊，等于创造人的时呢，也是照着伊样式甲形甲个形象所做的。
Now that was something God had never done before.
啊，这是一件事呢，神以前唔捌做的。
When he created the universe.
啊，等于创造宇宙的时。
He said word, and it was done.
啊，伊讲一句话呢，代志就安尼成就。
Even when he created the angels.
啊，就等于创造天使的时。
He did not create the angels.In his own image, after his likeness.
啊，伊啊创造天使时，唔是只对家己用色个形状做。
But when he created man,
啊，但是等于创造人个时。
He created man in his own image, after his own likeness.
啊，伊是只对家己形象用色来做人。
I believe the angels, they were wondering, what is it?
啊，我相信讲遐天使真稀奇，为什么那安尼？
Why do you create man so differently?
啊，为什么你所创造的人呢是遐无啥人
？What are you doing with this thing?
啊，你所创造的人你要创啥
？The angels were wondering.
啊，遐天使的稀奇。
啊 ，God had a purpose.
啊，神有一个目标。
God's purpose is related to man.
啊，神的目标跟人有关系。
Now at least this is evident.
啊，至少是这就是这个这个。
Because God has purpose and purpose in His Son.
啊，因为神在天上里面定了这个旨意。
And that purpose is related to man.
啊，那个目的呢是跟人有关系。
But unfortunately, as our brother mentioned this morning, man fell into sin.
啊，但是真可惜呢，就是咱兄弟所讲的人坠落在罪恶的里面。
And come short of the glory of God.
啊，所以就亏缺了神的荣耀。
But God didn't give up.
啊，但是神无放弃。
God began to work again.
啊，神开始搁在做工。
You remember our Lord Jesus said, "My Father worketh until now, and I work."
啊，你记得那主耶稣讲呢？伊讲天父做工，到现今我也做工。
From the Garden of Eden.
啊，对爱天园去。
To the flood.
啊，到我个洪水。
To the call of Abraham.
啊，到我个呼召阿伯拉罕。
To the raising of our nation of Israel.
啊，到我个兴起以色列这个国。
God continued to work.
啊，神继续的追赶。
But people did not know what He was really after.
啊，但是人唔知讲到底神的目的要得到的是什么。
Until in the fullness of time.
啊，到个时间满足的时。
God sent His own Son into this world.
啊，神这边也天天到这世上来。
The Word.Became flesh.
啊，都成肉身。
A tabernacle among men.
啊，居住在人的
中间。Full of grace and truth.
啊，充充满满恩典和真理。
And our Lord Jesus walked on earth for 30 some years.
啊，主行走在世上30多年。
And finally, he was crucified on the cross.
最后呢，伊受钉死伫十字架顶。
What all these mean?
到底这有什么意义？
Because of the crucifixion.
因着迄个钉十字架。
Because our Lord Jesus died on the cross.
因为咱主耶稣死伫十字架顶。
He redeemed the fallen man.
伊将堕落的人救赎出来。
He reconciled them back to God.
伊互因迄个神和好。
He raised up.A new people.
伊兴起一个新的人。
A people.
这个人。
A nation.
一个国家。
A church.
一个教会。
A body.
一个身体。
For his beloved son.
为着伊的听见。
Dear brothers and sisters.
亲爱的兄弟姊妹。
Now you see the secret is out.
按照你可以讲这个秘密显露出来。
The purpose that God has purpose in His Son is simply this.
神在天经里面所行的那个目的就是安尼。
He wants to give man to be His Son's companion.
伊爱人呢，做伊天经的同伴。
A life companion.
这个生命的同伴。
To be a helpmeet to him.
好，伊成做伊天经的帮手。
To share in his life.
来分享他的生命
to share in his responsibility,
来分担他的责任
and to share in his glory.
来享受那个荣耀
God wants a people for his son.
神爱得到这人呢，给他的听
见 A people who are like his son.
这人亲像他的听见
Just like our brother mentioned in the afternoon.
就像我们安博兄弟所说的
That we be conformed to the image of God's beloved Son.
让我们参博成他听见的形象
That we may be one with His Son.
我们可以和他的听见合一
And that is God's eternal purpose.
这就是神这个永远的计划
Brothers and sisters,
兄弟姊妹
That is what you are.According to God's eternal will.
这就是照着神永远的计划，你是什么款的人
？You are to be a people for God's possession.
你要成为神要得到的一款的人。
You are to be a holy nation.
你要成为是圣洁的国度。
You are to be a kingly priesthood.
你要成为君尊的祭司。
You are to be a chosen race.
你要成为拣选的族类。
You are to be the church of the living God.
你要成为呢我的神的教会。
You are to be the body of Christ.
你要成为基督的身体。
Brothers and sisters,
兄弟姊妹。
You, who are you?
你是什么人？
That is what you are in God's will.
这就是呢，你的神旨意里面，你是什么样的人？
But are you that?
但是你是不是这个？
Do you know that that is who you are?
你是不是在说你就是这个人？
Let me ask backward.
另外我再问一下
Ask a backward question
问一个倒退的问题
Who you were
你以前是什么样的人
Who were you
以前你是什么人
Turn to Ephesians chapter 2
再来看以弗所第二章
Ephesians chapter 2
以弗所第二章
Verse
1
through verse
3 第一到第三章
We will just read it very slowly.
咱们慢慢来读。
And I hope you will just get it.
我唔嘛讲真嘅得着。
And you,
then,
being dead in your offenses and sins.
死伫过犯罪恶嘅中。
You were dead.
你一时死。
Physically, you were alive.
肉身来讲你是活的。
But spiritually, you were dead.
在属灵上来讲你是死的。
Dead in offenses and sin.
死在过犯罪恶的中间。
In which ye once walked according to the age of this world.
那时你行走，你其中行事为人随从今生的风俗。
In other words, you conform to the fashion. Of this world.
我这句话说你就是在这世界的风俗来行
according to the ruler of the authority of the air, the Spirit will now work in the son of disobedience. You do not know that you were actually under the rule of the power of darkness. Among whom we also are once had our conversation in the lust of our flesh. Doing what the flesh and the thoughts will to do. In other words, we just walk in the flesh. According to the lust of the fallen nature. And we were children by nature of wrath. Even as the rest. So, brothers and sisters, that's what you were before. Whoever you might be, you might be in very high position in the world. You might have high degrees. You may have a large company under your rule. But you were dead in sins and
trespasses.
You walk according to the fashion of this world. You were no different than anybody else. And you were under the dominion of the evil one. You were a children, a child of wrath. That's what we were. Alright, now we see what we are. What we are in Christ Jesus. Verses 4-6. But God, being rich in mercy, because of his great love which he has loved us, but God, in spite of what we were, God has such love and mercy towards us. We too, being dead in offenses, has quickened us with the Christ, you are saved by grace. And has raised us up together. And has made us sit down together in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus. Here you'll find in the mercy of God. He has quickened us. He forgave our sins. And he gave us new life. And he has raised up us in Christ Jesus. And he has made us sit with Christ in the heavenlies. Dear brothers and sisters, that's what you are today in Christ Jesus. Have you been quickened? Have you passed out of death into life? Have you been raised up together with Christ Jesus? When Christ died, did you die? When he was raised from the dead, are you raised with him from the dead? The Apostle Paul says, I have been crucified with Christ. No longer live I. It is Christ who lives in me. Is that what you are today? Are you today seated in the heavenlies with Christ Jesus? All your enemies are under your feet. Yet you live a victorious life in Christ Jesus. Is that what you are today? This is what you are as ordained by God. This is what you are in Christ Jesus. This is what Christ has done for you. Oh, brothers and sisters, may we believe in the finished work of Christ. That because He shed His blood, our sins are atoned. Because He gave His life, so we receive a new life. Because He was dead, therefore our old man was crucified with Him. Because He is raised from the dead and lived to God. Therefore, we were dead to sin and we are alive now unto God. In the power of His resurrection life. He has set us free from the power. And we are seated with Him in the heavenlies. All our enemies are now under our feet. We are not a defeated people. We are a people in the train of the triumph of the crucified one. How glorious this is. And this is what you are. But dear brothers and sisters, there is more to come. This is what you are individually. As an individual believer. This is what you are. In God's light. And then from verse 11 through verse 22. Here you'll find you are not only individually in Christ Jesus. And individually you enjoy all the spiritual blessings in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus. But here you'll find when our Lord Jesus was crucified on the cross, He took away not only our enmity with God, He took away the enmity between one another. He had broken down the wall of partition. There is no wall of partition that is higher and stronger than that between the Jews and the Gentiles. We were told that in the temple, the Gentiles could come to the court of the Gentiles. And then you find there are signs putting there. There were signs there. The Gentiles stop here. Because you cannot go beyond the court of the Gentiles. Beyond the court of the Gentiles was the court of the women. The court of the women.
And
these women are Jewish women. So you find that the wall was very high. The Jews had nothing to do with the Gentiles. And the Gentiles hated the Jews. But Christ when he died on the cross.
啊，就是当基督死的时候。
He broke down that wall of partition.
啊，伊将中间迄隔离的墙给
拆掉。And bring the two into one new man.
啊，将这两块的人连接到起来，成就一个新的。
Dear brothers and sisters.
啊，亲爱的兄弟姊妹。
Today in Christ Jesus.
啊，今仔在基督里边。
There is neither Jew nor Gentile.
啊，无犹太人也无外邦人。
There is neither circumcision nor uncircumcision.
啊，无割礼噶无受割礼的数。
Neither barbarians or Scythians.
也无一个法国人，也是什么人？
Neither freeman or bondman.
也无自由的人，也是受奴最奴隶的人。
Christ is everything and in all.
啊，基督呢是伫一切噶一切里边。
Dear brothers and sisters.
啊，亲爱的姊妹。
Do you see this?
啊，你有看见这个不？
Who are we?
啊，咱是什么人？
We are one new man.
啊，咱是一个新的人。
The old man was crucified.
啊，古人已经受钉死。
Now we are one new man.
现在咱是一个新的人。
And in that one new man,
啊，在这个新的人里边，
there is neither Jew nor Gentile.
啊，无犹太人也无外邦人。
All the worldly distinctions were eliminated.
啊，世界所有分别的物件都消消除去。
Eliminated by the cross.
啊，消失的去，底下消除去。
Now we are in Christ Jesus.
现在咱是基督耶稣来。
And He is in us.
啊，伊在咱的里边。
He is all and in all.
啊，伊是。
To us.
啊，是伫一切个一切里边。
That is what you are.
啊，这就是你是什么款的人。
Now, brothers and sisters.
啊，先讲下的几遍。
Is that true with you?
啊，这伫你的心中是唔是属实
？When you come together.
啊，当咱三合作一对的时
，Do you still think you're Chinese?
啊，你是唔是讲你一个是中国人？
Do you still think you are Filipinos?
啊，你有一个想讲你是菲律宾人哦。
Do you still think that you are Americans?
啊，你有个想讲你也个是美国人哦。
Now if you are still thinking in that way,
啊，你那是个安尼想法。
You are not what God ordained you to be.
啊，你唔是神一定你要做嘅人。
Because.In Christ Jesus.
啊，因为在耶稣基督的里边。
It is one new man.
啊，是一个新的人。
There is neither Jew nor Gentile.
啊，无犹太人，也无外邦人。
No Filipinos, no Chinese.
啊，无菲律宾人，无中国人。
Only Christ.
啊，只有基督。
A Chinese.
啊，中国人。
When he entered into Christ.
啊，等伊进入基督的里边
，That Chinese disappeared。
啊，中国人就变无去
，Because in Christ，
因为在基督里
，There is no Chinese。
啊，无中国人
，It's Christian。
啊，是基督徒
，It's Christ in us。
啊，是基督在咱的里边。
Now is that true with us？
啊，这在咱的心中是不是属实
？Do you still think, well, you are Americans, you are Filipinos, you are Chinese？
啊，是讲你也不得想讲，啊，你是美国人，你是菲律宾人，你是中国人。
And worse than that, you are Cantonese, you are Amoyese。
啊，是讲你是广东人，我是厦门人。
Brothers and sisters，
啊，弟兄们
，All these were eliminated。
啊，所有这一呢都已经消消除去。
We are one people。
啊，咱是一个族群。
One new man.
啊，一个新的人。
Let's go into it more in detail.
啊，咱搁较详细来讲。
Let's listen to Peter.
啊，咱来听彼得。
Now what did Peter say?
啊，彼得讲什么
？Who we are?
啊，咱是什么人
？Turn to First Peter chapter two.
啊，咱来看彼得前书第二章
，verse 9。
啊，第二章第九节。
First Peter chapter 2 verse 9。
啊，彼得前书第二章第九节。
But ye are a chosen race, a kingly priesthood, a holy nation, a people for a possession, that ye might set forth the excellencies of Him who has called you out of darkness to His marvelous light。
唯有恁是被拣选的族类，受君尊的指示，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫恁宣扬那个召恁出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
Now who are you?
This is some kind of
thing. You are a chosen race.
Lin si geng suan de zhou lui.
Why is it you are a chosen race?
Wei shenme li si geng suan de zhou lui?
Because that old Adamic race.
In wei gu wei Adam de zhou lui.
Is already cast aside by God.
In wei yi ge jiu xin bang lu zhe shi bian.
That Adamic race was crucified on the cross. You remember our Lord Jesus is the last Adam. He is the second man and the last Adam. Now isn't that strange? Strange. In the sight of God, there are only two men. Even though we see billions and billions of people, but in the eyes of God, there are only two men. The first man is Adam. The second man is Christ. And strangely, Christ is also the last Adam. He is the last Adam and the second man. What does it mean? It means that when Christ was crucified on the cross, the Adamic race was finished. Because he was the last Adam. That race was gone. Extinguished. No longer there. And he being the second man. In him, a new chosen race comes up. So dear brothers and sisters, you do not belong to the Adamic race. You belong to that new man. You are a chosen race. God has chosen you in Christ Jesus. And this is our race. You know, do not boast yourself as I'm a Jew.
No,
that's crucified. Do not boast yourself that I am the descendant of Huang Di, of the emperor. That was extinguished. Brothers and sisters, but boast of yourselves as a chosen race. We have been chosen by God in Christ Jesus. This is our race. And he said, not only a chosen race, a kingly priesthood. What are we? We are a kingly priesthood. Dear brothers and sisters, what is priesthood? You remember when God delivered the children of Israel out of Egypt? And he took them to Mount Sinai. Before he gave them the law, in Exodus chapter 19, he said to the people of Israel, if you listen to my voice, if you keep my covenant, I will make you a kingdom of priests, a people for my possession. Now, what does it mean by a nation of priests?
这个这些国家是什么意义？
What do you mean by priest?
啊，到底什么叫做这些？
A priest is one who is set apart to serve God.
啊，这些就是这个受分别的人出来服侍主。
A priest do not live for himself.
啊，这些不为着自己活。
He lives for God.
啊，以为着神来活。
And God said, your whole nation will be a priesthood.
啊，神讲在恁政府的国家呢，特别正最尊
重的。From the oldest one to the youngest one。
啊，对最老到最小的。
You all serve God。
啊，恁拢做服侍神。
Now that is what God wanted Israel to be。
啊，这是神爱以色列人所正做。
But unfortunately, they worship the golden cow。
啊，但是真可惜呢，因去敬拜这个金牛犊。
So they disqualify themselves from serving God.
啊，所以因家己呢，煞无合格来服侍。
You know, serving God is the highest honor.
啊，恁知影讲服侍神呢是最大的尊严。
Just think.
啊，恁想吧。
A so humble, nothing.
啊，咱是一个真卑微、无半项的人。
Can serve.The highest God.
诶，他服侍那个最高的神。
The only God in the universe.
啊，是无中间一的神。
The Majesty on high.
啊，那个是天顶最高的神。
That's an honor.
啊，这是最好听的尊严。
But they disqualify themselves.
啊，但是因家己呢和家己不合格。
So God used an emergency measure.
啊，所以神用最紧急的办法。
And he raised up the family of Aaron.
啊，所以就兴起亚伦这个来。
And the tribe of Levi.
啊，兴起利未这个支派。
To be the priesthood.
啊，我们讲出这些。
But brothers and sisters.
啊，所以亲爱的姊妹。
That was not God's original purpose.
啊，所以不是神原初的目标。
So after Christ Jesus came.
啊，所以等耶稣基督来。
And because he has accomplished full salvation.
啊，因为已经完成了那个完全的救恩。
So he has recovered everything back to God's original design.
啊，所以伊就呢，和各项恢复到神应诶原初的计划的里边。
So now every believer is a priest.
啊，所以现在每一个信主的人都是这些。
Every believer lives for God.
啊，每一个信主的人都是为着神来活。
You do not live for yourself anymore.
啊，你不再为着自己
来活。You live for God.
啊，你为着神来活。
And you live to serve God's purpose.
啊，你活的是为着神的目的来服侍。
That's what you are.
啊，这就是你是什么款的人。
And it is a kingly priesthood.
啊，这是君尊的这些。
In other words, you do not serve out of duty.
啊，我出嚟讲啲唔是因着责任去嚟学晒
，out of obligation，
又唔是因着啲有做一欠嘅物件嚟学晒。
You serve God out of love。
啊，呢是因着听嚟学晒先。
A kingly priesthood。
啊，是君尊嘅这些。
Brothers and sisters，
啊，啲姊妹
，today you do not see this。
啊，今日你冇看见。
You see that not only in Judaism。
啊，你唔知道看见犹太教。
Of course they don't have priests now。
啊，现在因无这些。
They have rabbis。
啊，因有立碑。
Because there was no temple。
啊，因为无圣殿。
And you find in the Catholic Church。
啊，你看见讲是天主教啦。
There are so-called fathers。
啊，因有神父。
And they serve God as the priesthood。
啊，因就是服侍，因这些的服侍。
And all the members, they just came。
啊，其他的人呢，因就来。
And being served。
啊，是何人来服侍
？And then you find in the Protestant churches，
啊，你可以讲是基督教的来。
The same thing happened。
啊，上述款的代志发生。
You find that only the clergy，
啊，你看见只有些服侍人。
They serve as priests，
啊，因啊，最这是来服侍。
And all the rest were just members，
啊，其他人不过是会友。
To be entertained，
啊，不是这样天被来享受。
Let me tell you something，
啊，你我跟您讲。
I think you remember Reformation, do you?
啊，我想讲啲你记得教讲改教迄个时候。
You know, in the 16th century, there was the Great Reformation.
啊，第十六世纪嘅时呢，有一个改教嘅事。
God raised up Martin Luther, Zwingli, and Calvin, and all these people.
啊，神兴起马丁路德、卡尔文这些人起来。
And God used them to give us an open Bible.
啊，神用这人呢，可能得到一个珍贵的圣经。
Because before that the Bible was changed.
啊，因为以前呢，啊，圣经呢受封锁起来。
And now they have an open Bible.
And so, you know, 中国也先给,
you can read the Bible yourself.
啊, 你也可以自己去读先给,
and they give us justification by faith.
啊, 因为让我们因信称义的道,
but do you know?
啊, 但是你不知道,
Martin Luther.
啊, Martin Luther.
During the time of Reformation.
啊, 在那个改革的时候,
he also preached universal priesthood of believers.
啊, 他在那个说的传讲说,
unfortunately,
啊, 可惜,
this was not accepted.
啊, 这也没人接受,
and not practiced.
也没做出来,
so today, you do not see that kingly priesthood.
啊, 所以今天你没看见那种君尊的国家,
now, brothers and sisters, do you go to the meetings?
啊, 就是要等你来参加聚会,
just to be served?
啊, 就是要给人服侍,
you will just come on Sunday and sit there?
啊, 你拜日来坐在那,
and listen to a message?
啊, 来听一些信息,
and if that brother gives a good message, you knock your head.
啊, 兄弟啊,
and if that doesn't give you a good message, you shake your head.
啊, 说信息说不好,
you are being entertained.
啊, 你是这些所在呢,
you do not serve God.
啊, 你不是在服侍神,
now whom do you serve them?
啊, 你服侍什么人?
If you do not serve God,
啊, 你若不服侍神,
now you must be serving mammon.
啊, 你就是在服侍马门,
because there are only two masters.
啊, 只有两个主人,
you either serve God or you serve mammon.
啊, 你若不是服侍主, 就是服侍马门,
brothers and sisters,
兄弟姐妹,
how you have forfeited your privilege.
啊, 你是在所在呢, 啊, 下去掉你的脚踝,
you are looking for a pastor.
啊, 你不是这个牧师,
to take care of everything for you spiritually.
啊, 祝你每一件事情给你担起住,
and you do not take up your responsibility before God.
啊, 你在神的面头前没担起你的责任来,
that is not what God called you to be.
啊, 这不是神呼召你要做的人,
brothers and sisters,
兄弟姐妹,
every believer is a priest.
啊, 每一个相信的人都是这些,
all must rise up and function as priests.
啊, 大家人就起来呢, 啊, 尽这些事的本分,
we should not look to any brother or any sister to serve God for us.
啊, 那不能看这个兄弟, 还是这个姊妹为着我们来服侍,
we should serve God.
啊, 咱就服侍神,
we should rise up and worship him.
啊, 咱就起来来敬拜神,
we should give him praise and glory.
啊, 咱就将, 赞美荣耀归给他,
we should pray together.
啊, 咱就撒克来祈祷,
we should preach Christ together.
啊, 咱就撒克来断纲祈祷,
and we should serve one another.
啊, 咱就彼此来服侍,
a kingly priesthood.
啊, 是君尊的这些,
that is what you are.
啊, 这就是你是什么人,
a holy nation.
啊, 是这圣洁的国度,
brothers and sisters,
兄弟姐妹,
even though physically we live in Philippines,
啊, 虽然在肉身的里面, 咱站在菲律宾,
but spiritually we are aliens here.
啊, 但是属灵顶面, 咱是呢, 啊, 家家的人,
our citizenship is in heaven.
啊, 咱是天, 咱的国家是在天顶,
we have our nation.
啊, 咱有咱的国度,
it is a holy nation.
啊, 是这圣洁的国度,
China is not my nation.
啊, 中国不是我的国度,
I happen to travel there.
啊, 我不去到中国,
I'm just passing through.
啊, 我是为了经济,
I'm a sojourner.
啊, 我现在是这征兵,
my nation.
啊, 我是家家的,
my nation.
啊,
is above.
啊, 我的国度是在前面,
we all belong to a holy nation.
啊, 咱都是属于一个圣洁的国度,
what is holy?
啊, 什么叫做圣洁?
Holy is separated.
啊, 圣洁就是要分辨,
separated unto God.
啊, 为着圣洁分辨出来,
holy is an uncommon.
啊, 圣洁就是说不是平常,
it's different from all the nations in the world.
啊, 是跟世界其他的国家不同,
and we belong to that nation.
啊, 咱就是属于这个国度,
one people, 啊, one nation.
啊, 这个百姓, 这个国度,
one church, one body.
啊, 这个教会, 这个身体,
that's what we are.
啊, 这就是咱是什么样的人,
now who are we?
啊, 咱是什么人?
We are a possession, a people for a possession.
啊, 咱是属神的主民,
We are a peculiar people.
那是一个独特的族人。
Peculiar not in the sense of being peculiar.
独特的不是说自己较奇怪的人。
Peculiar because we are different.
独特的是说因为我们跟他不同。
We are different from the world.
我们跟世界不同。
The world does not possess us.
世界呢，不得到我们。
God possesses us.
是神得到我们这人。
We belong to Him.
我们是属于祂的。
That is what we are.
这是我们是什么样的人。
Together.
我们三个做一个是属于祂。
For what purpose?
为着什么目的？
He said, to set forth the excellencies of Him who has called you out of darkness to His wonderful light.
是要宣扬那个雕金出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
We are chosen.
我们受拣选。
We are set apart as priests.
我们受分别做祭司。
We become a holy people.
我们成为一个圣洁的国民。
A possession for God.
属于神的子民。
What is it all about?
这是在创啥？
That we may set forth the excellencies.Of the one who calls us out of darkness into his marvelous light.
好，那你想宣扬那个雕栏出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
We do not preach ourselves.
咱不宣讲咱家己。
We preach Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
咱只有宣讲耶稣甲被钉十字架。
This is what Peter said. Who we are.
这是彼得讲，咱是甚么款的人。
Oh, may we be what we really are.
但愿咱能真做咱应该真做的人。
Don't be what you are not.
唔当做你的人。
Be what you are.In Christ Jesus.
就让你在基督来成为他所要让你成为的人。
Well, let's listen to Paul then.
我们来看保罗。
Now what does Paul say to who we are?
保罗说我们是什么样的
人。 Because God's light comes to us through the Apostle Paul.
因为神的光呢是借着保罗临到我们的身边。
You turn to the letter to the Ephesians.
我们来看以弗所。
And you find first of all what we are.
在圣经里发现讲，咱是甚么款的人
？Ephesians chapter 1 verses 22 and 33.
又说头一章第六至第十三两章。
And has put all things under his feet, that is, under the feet of Christ, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
又将万有放在脚下，可以为教会做万有之首。教会是身体是充满万有之所充满的。
Here we find that we are the body of Christ.
是我们发现讲，咱是基督的身体。
When Christ was on earth,
当基督还在世上的时候
，He took a personal body to Himself.
伊为着家己呢有一个肉身的身体。
He was born of the Virgin.
一对动物出生的
through the overshadowing of the Holy Spirit,
因着圣灵在怀孕
so he who was born was the Holy One,
所以他出生的是个圣洁的
but he took upon himself a physical body,
但是为着咱呢，伊承受这个肉身的
and in that body,
在这个身体里面
he speak, he spoke, and he worked.
伊讲伊也做工。
And in that body, he accomplished the work of salvation.
在这身体里边呢，伊完成救恩的工作。
After he was raised from the dead,
等于对死来过亡。
He ascended up to heaven.
伊升天到天顶。
He is now in heaven.
伊现在在天顶。
But he took upon himself.A corporate body.
但是呢，伊为着家己呢，得到一个团体的身体。
A spiritual body.
是一个属灵的身体。
Dear brothers and sisters.
亲爱的姊妹。
In his resurrection.
在伊复活的里边。
And ascension.
在伊升天的里边。
He takes upon himself another body.
伊为着家己呢，得用啊一个身体。
A corporate body.
是一个团体的身体。
A spiritual body.
属灵的身体。
And this corporate body.
这团体的身体。
Spread all over the world.
分散到全国的世界。
It spans from the first century till the last century.
最头一世纪呢，发展到最后一世纪。
Everyone who believes in the Lord Jesus.
每一个相信主耶稣的人。
Is a member in that body of Christ.
就是那个基督身体里面的肢体。
And Christ is the head.
基督是元首。
The head is in heaven.
元首在天顶。
The body fills the earth.
身体呢充满这个
世界。The body fills 2,000 years already.
这个身体已经有2000年。
You can find the body everywhere.
你各所在都找到这身体。
Wherever there are God's people.
身体所在有神的地路。
There is the body.
也就是身体。
And Christ is the head.
基督是元首。
And the head and the body are one.
基督元首跟身体是合并。
And if you touch the body, you touch the head.
你若碰到身体，你就是碰到头。
You know, Saul persecuted the church.
你知道扫罗你捆绑教会。
And on the road to Damascus.
等于行在大马士革路。
He saw a light, brighter than the sun, and he heard a voice, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? Why do you persecute me? If I were Saul, I would say, now you are in heaven. I'm on earth. I cannot touch you. How can you say I'm persecuting you? But Saul, in God's light, he understood. Because Saul was persecuting the body of Christ. If you touch the body, you touch the head.
你若碰到身体，你就是碰到那个头。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱兄弟姊妹
we know that Christ is the head of the church.
咱知基督是教会的头。
How many heads do you have?
你一个身躯几个头？
One head.
只有一个头。
If you have more than one head, you are a monster.
你若是有两个头，你就是个怪物。
How many body do you have?
你有几个身体？
One body.
只有一个身体。
If you have more than one body,
你有超过一个身体。
You are a monster.
你也是一个怪物。
So, brothers and sisters,
剩下的几位。
What we are?
咱是什么人？
We are one body under one head.
咱是一个身体，在一个元首下面。
That's what we are.
这就是咱是什么款的人。
Now, is that what you are?
这是不是你是那款的人？
Who
we are? We
are a spiritual house. The holy habitation of God. We are no longer strangers to each other. We belong to the same household. We are one family. And we are to be built up together as a holy habitation of God. God dwells among us in the Spirit. His presence is with us. So you remember our Lord Jesus said, where two or three are gathered together unto my name, there am I in the midst of them. That is what we are. He is in our midst. He is present with us. He dwells among us. Wow, if this is the case,
如果这就是这款,
how holy we must be.
咱是真最好顶圣洁的人。
Because he is holy.
因为他是圣洁。
Therefore, be holy.
所以咱就圣洁。
We can go on and on.
咱会当一直讲落去。
Alright, let's listen to John.
咱来听约翰。
John the Apostle.
使徒约翰。
If you listen to John the Apostle,
你若听使徒约翰,
what will he tell you who you are?
伊要跟你讲你是什么款的人?
He will tell you,
伊要跟你讲,
you are the family of God.
你是神给来,
if you read the first epistle of John. You find that we are God's family. In God's family, there are those who are little children. Newly born babes. In a family, you have young people. Strong in the word. And in the family, you have those fathers. Who know the one who is from eternity. That is what a family is. You know, the church is not a kindergarten. In the church, all are babies. You know, with life. But do not grow up. Now, if the church is full of babies, then who is going to serve these babies? The babies are very dear. I love babies. But babies are dreadful. Because babies are very selfish. If you want to sleep and she wants to cry, he will cry. If he is hungry and you are a little bit slow in warming the milk, he will get angry with you. Now the church is full of babies. What do you think of that church?
It's
not a family of God. Or if the church is full of young people, it is like an army. A camp. And you will find they will be fighting against each other. And if they are all fathers, and then you will find it's very quiet. Brothers and sisters, we are the family of God. There will be babies to be taken care of. There will be young people who will be very active serving. And there will be fathers who keep the charge, the testimony of God. And the law of the family is love. Love is the law of the family. See how they love one another. That is the testimony of the early church. The world look at these people. And they say, see how they love one another. Dear brothers and sisters, that's what we are. And if you read the gospel according to John, you find that we are the bride of Christ. Christ is the bridegroom. He came into this world to find his bride. How much time do you spend in trying to find your spouse? Here you find our Lord Jesus, he spent ages trying to find his bride. Like him. His helpmeet. His helper. But he couldn't find it. So he came down to earth. And when he came down to earth, he still couldn't find it. So he had to to build her. We are the bride of the Lamb. Today we are his body. He nourishes this body. He sanctifies this body. He builds up this body. And when the body is fully grown, then he will come back and receive her as his bride. Oh, brothers and sisters, that we may really grow fast. He cannot marry a baby. He can only marry a matured woman. The church has to be built. Organically built. The church has to be perfected. Has to be matured. And when it is matured, like him, and he will claim her as his bride. Brothers and sisters, you are to be a part in that bride. What glory that is. This is what you are. Now you will jump up. You will leap and shout. This is what God has ordained for you. This is what Christ has accomplished for you. This is what the Holy Spirit is working in you. Dear brothers and sisters, by the grace of God, let us be what we are. May the Lord help us. Shall we pray?主，我们实在感谢赞美你，因为在永世的里面，父神在你里面所定规的旨意是何等的佳美，是何等的荣耀。我们的神啊，我们都并不比别人好，但是因着你的怜悯，因着你的慈爱，你竟然在基督里拣选了我们，你也呼召我们来归向基督。我们的神啊，我们感谢赞美你，我们今天。 是被拣选的主类，我们是君臣的祭司，我们是圣洁的国度，我们是属于你的百姓，巴不得我们真是能显扬你这位救我们出黑暗若奇妙光明者的美德，巴不得我们在地上 能为你做见证，我们的主，我们求你赦免我们，许多的时候我们不是你所要我们是，我们没有接受你所为我们预备的。主啊，我们求你赦免我们的罪，求求你的圣灵大大的感动我们，叫我们真是复活在你的面前，要愿意仰望你来完成你这个 荣耀的工作，主啊，愿你的名得着荣耀，听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣的名，阿门，阿门。